This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Almacher. French pianist Alexandre Thoreau first performed Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 2 when he was just a kid. Even then, he says he was already thinking about making this recording.
Rachmaninoff, c'est un compositeur qu'on aime quand on est adolescent, quand on commence à être virtuose.
Rachmaninoff's a composer that you love when you're a teenager and when you're actually learning to be a virtuoso pianist. When you're at the conservatoire learning piano, he's like a drug in a way. It's pianist's music, but I don't find it's actually terribly difficult music. Mozart's actually much more difficult to play than Rachmaninoff because there are things in music that are a lot more difficult than just technical difficulties.
Initially, it was the concerto's technical virtuosity that appealed to Alexander. Over the years, though, he's learned to appreciate the dark shadows, the sense of despair, of staring into the abyss.
Une œuvre, ça se découvre. On peut jouer une pièce de Rachmaninoff 200 fois et la découvrir au bout de 200 fois.
You can play it 200 times and still be making new discoveries at the 200th time. And then there's also the physical side of things. Your hands change, and there are things in Rachmaninoff I play much better now than when I was a teenager. And there are some things now which I find harder than when I was a teenager. But at my age, you definitely don't interpret Rachmaninoff like you did when you were a student. I think over time, your experience with the music means that you go directly for what's essential in it.
With the release of this new Rachmaninoff disc, Thoreau now has 35 recordings to his credit. What he's enjoyed most about this new release is working with Alexander Vedernikov and the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra.
Si je ne suis jamais satisfait d'un enregistrement, c'est parce que je suis dans d'autres enregistrements et que je n'ai pas envie de regarder le passé.
The trouble is when you listen to a recording, you hear everything which isn't quite right and you're far too analytical. But when you're actually doing a collaboration, and so with the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra, they're an absolutely fabulous orchestra, really professional. And when you start the very first rehearsal, everything is already note perfect. And I had a conductor who's possibly the greatest Rachmaninoff specialist currently working.
You'll also discover a youthful work by Rachmaninoff on this recording, which Alexander says already offered a clear picture of what this composer had to offer.
Ce sont des œuvres de jeunesse, mais ce qui est fascinant, c'est que
the morceaux de fantaisie are youthful works, but what's fascinating is that Rachmaninoff is already fully Rachmaninoff. He's already a complete artist, he's already a visionary, and he already writes beautifully for the piano.
J'avais envie de le faire depuis longtemps, mais il y a un problème quand on est pianiste classique, c'est que le répertoire est gigantesque.
I've wanted to make this Rachmaninoff record for a long time, but the problem when you're a classical pianist is that the repertoire is absolutely huge. So if you make one record a year, that's already quite a lot, but it's an infinitesimally small amount of what you'd actually like to record. The other thing is, I'm at a time of my life when I'm 48 years old, and I'm increasingly turning to works that I think are really the pillars of the repertoire.
With the release of his most recent recording, Thoreau Plays Rachmaninoff, French pianist Alexander Thoreau invites you into his childhood dream. That's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media, with special thanks to Terry Blaine for translating the interview with Alexander Thoreau. I'm Julie Almacher.